Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com. Luther did the same thing. He just went down to the tavern, heard some half-drunk men singing a song, thought that would make a good hymn, went back and took these bar tunes and put them in the church.
My response is, where are they getting this information from? Because it's completely wrong.
We're not going to put a pall on somebody who hasn't been baptized, or someone who had been baptized and rejected it.
That which was begun in my baptism is fed and nourished at the Lord's table. And without that, there's not much there in me to sustain through trouble or trial or handle what life brings.
Former evangelicals on track to be Lutheran pastors by attending Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Love, issues, etc.
People were mildly shocked, some more than mildly shocked, when Vicki Beeching, a famous Christian music artist, recently came out saying, look, I'm gay. What they might have found less shocking, because it's so much a part of their everyday way of thinking, was her next statement, which is, well, and God loves me just the way I am. That seems to be kind of the new gospel. Well, of course, God loves her just the way she is. They have a hard time reconciling those two things. But how are we to understand this God that Vicki Beeching is talking about? Could it be more than just someone saying, God affirms me, or God's going to be nice to me anyway, or God loves me anyway, which we also commonly hear as a substitute for the gospel in evangelical circles and elsewhere? Could it be a mild form, a real but mild form of atheism? Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Robert George is going to join us here for a few minutes to talk about a third form of atheism. He's written recently about Vicki Beeching's admission and her statement about God loving her anyway. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us after that. We'll talk about a new study on sexual relationships before marriage. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled What You Do Before You Say I Do Matters for Marriage. And then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a little game we like to play with you, our listeners, on Friday afternoons. We'll play four soundbites from our Issues Etc. audio, and then you listen and you vote. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote in advance for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. As always, for our beloved on-demand listeners or podcast listeners, there's the comment line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about a third form of atheism, Dr. Robert George, professor of jurisprudence at Princeton University and visiting professor at Harvard University Law School. He's author of several books, including Conscience and Its Enemies, Confronting the Dogmas of Liberal Secularism. And he's also written an article for First Things titled Victoria Beeching and Plato's Third Form of Atheism. Dr. George, welcome back to Issues Etc.
My pleasure to be on the show, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about Victoria Beeching and her statement, I would like your reaction to something that was recently tweeted by Richard Dawkins, famous new atheist, in response to someone on Twitter who said, I honestly don't know what I would do if I were pregnant with a kid with Down syndrome, a real ethical dilemma. Dawkins responded, abort it and try again. It would be immoral to bring it into the world if you have the choice. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Richard Dawkins is my former colleague at New College, Oxford. I knew him when I was there years ago. He's someone with whom I enjoyed many a conversation over coffee or lunch. And I guess all I would say to my old friend, Professor Dawkins, is something very similar to what he says to people who wander into biology or the natural sciences on the basis of very little knowledge, but firm conviction about the way they think things are, which is you probably should stay in your lane. I would advise Professor Dawkins to stick to biology and not wander into ethics. He's obviously not very good at it.
Now, recently you've written about Christian music artist Victoria Beeching has come out as gay. Her quote, "I'm gay and God loves me just the way I am." You say that this statement might betray a kind of atheism with which we today are rather unfamiliar. What are you talking about?
The great pagan Greek philosopher Plato, to whom we are all in debt, one of the founders of Western civilization and indeed the Western intellectual tradition, in his last work, the great work that we know as the Laws, Plato's Laws, identifies three forms of atheism. Now, of course, you know, as a Greek pagan, Plato is unacquainted with Judaism, much less Christianity. He has no access to the Hebrew scripture, the Hebrew revelation, or anything like that. But he has a profound theological understanding, and he identifies, as I say, three forms of atheism. The first is the atheism we associate with Professor Dawkins, what we normally mean when we say atheism. That is the belief that there are no spiritual realities. There is no reality beyond, no supernatural reality beyond the mundane domain, the domain of this world. The second form of atheism Plato identifies is what today we refer to as deism. That's the idea that while there is a God, the God starts things going and then gets out of the picture and doesn't really care much about what happens in the world, certainly doesn't care about the affairs of men. Then Plato identifies the third form of atheism. People who are atheists or godless or secularists, we might translate the Greek differently, but those in this third category are people who believe that there is a God, but imagine that that God doesn't impose any stringent moral requirements. It's an I'm okay, you are good, you're okay God, a feel-good God, a God who doesn't make any particular demands. God who likes us, and we like him, and he wants us to like ourselves, and if it feels good, do it. This is the perfect God for an age like ours, which is an age of feeling, an age that celebrates feeling above all else, above reason, above faith. A perfect God for the me generation, whose motto, of course, is, if it feels good, do it. So Plato's three forms of atheism, and especially the third form, came to my mind immediately when I heard about Victoria Beeching's self-declaration of her sexual predilections. I'm sure she believes in God. She proclaims herself to be a Christian. She says, God loves me just the way I am. But her God is the God of the third form of atheism, the God that doesn't make any stringent demands, a sort of soft-spirited God. Now, notice how different that God is from the morally demanding God of the Bible, the morally demanding God that the history of Christianity and the Jewish faith and certain other traditions, think of Islam, for example, have in mind. Now, that God is not a harsh God or a mean God, an angry God or a hating God, although we're told that God does become angry at our sins, but it's a demanding God, a God who wants us to be our very best selves, who wants us to aspire to what is true and good and noble and holy, and not simply be satisfied by living out the philosophy of if it feels good, do it. So I'm afraid that poor Victoria Beeching, like so many other Christians today, has walked herself into belief in an imaginary God that's very much unlike the real one, the God that Jews and Christians historically have worshipped. And what we find in her case is just symptomatic of the larger predicament that we find ourselves in, and I fear are passing on to another generation. So that's Plato's commentary in a certain sense on our modern circumstances.
Is there a certain irony in that kind of the first form of atheism you said, you know, represented by people like Richard Dawkins? He knows what he's rejecting. He's rejecting, at least to a certain degree, he's rejecting a more or less accurate picture of the true God as depicted in Christianity, whereas Beeching, who claims to be a Christian, is rejecting that God or claiming to believe in that God, but not an accurate picture. I mean, it seems Dawkins has a better understanding of the Christian God than does the Christian Beeching.
Well, I think that's true, and perhaps even more importantly, I would say that the atheism of Richard Dawkins is not our problem. The atheism of Richard Dawkins is no real threat to the integrity and continuity of the Christian faith. The real threat comes not from people who claim there is no spiritual reality, there's nothing beyond this world, because most people have a sense, just from their own experience of themselves as spiritual creatures, that there is more to reality than the material. The real threat comes from the third form of atheism, the atheism that is embraced by thousands and thousands of people, and not just Victoria Beeching. We shouldn't pick on Victoria Beeching. What we see in her self-declaration is just a symptom of the larger problem that's afflicted Christianity. And I think it shows a failing on the part of the Christian church in all of its traditions. We have failed to pass on to our own people, to educate our own people in a proper understanding of who God is. Our failure on the catechetical front, on the teaching front, has paved the way for people falling into the third form of atheism.
Also, I wonder about this, at least that third form of atheism, and I agree with you that there are many Christians, especially in evangelicalism, who have unwittingly traded the true God for this one of their own imagination, a God that is simply kind of affirmation, divine affirmation. There's really no place to stop, is there? If you can say, well, I'm gay and God loves me just the way I am. That is, He affirms me in whatever I am. Is there any reason why someone can't say, well, you know, I'm a pedophile, but God affirms me in what I am. I happen to be a serial killer, but God affirms me what I am. Is there a logical stopping place with that God?
Well, there are probably psychological stopping places. Whether there's a logical stopping place is really a very good question. If God's not in the business of making moral demands, it's hard to see why He would suddenly establish some principle like, well, just whatever you do, don't do harm to others. That would begin to look very arbitrary in the hands or coming from the lips of a soft-spirited God, such as the God of me generation, if it feels good, do itism. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but it's hard to see what the logical stopping place would be, even if there are psychological stopping places.
Could there also be, and I'm not saying this in particular of Victoria Beeching, but could there also be in someone who says, look, God affirms me, I am blank, but God affirms me in this? Could there also be a kind of a sinister edge to that, which is, I am blank, God affirms me in it, you better too?
Oh, sure. Sure, that's right. There's a demand. This is one of the characteristic ideas of our contemporary culture. Not only should I be permitted to do whatever I want with whomever I want, whenever I want, but I have the right to have you approve of what I do. Not only do I demand tolerance, I demand approval, approbation. Now, obviously, that's an incoherent set of ideas, but incoherence doesn't prevent it from being very common.
So why is it, again, that you say, with about a minute here, that Richard Dawkins' kind of atheism is certainly a great way to sell books and a great way to get a lot of attention, it is this softer form of atheism that is the real danger. Why do you say that?
For this reason, we all have the experience of ourselves as self-transcending beings, as beings that are not bound to the merely material. We have the literally godlike powers of rationality and of freedom. We have freedom of the will. We experience that every moment of every day when we're awake. So at the end of the day, atheism in the strict sense, Dawkins-type atheism, Plato's first form of atheism, really has very little appeal. But the third form of atheism can have a lot of appeal. Fallen creatures that we are, tempted creatures that we are, selfish creatures that we are, it's all too easy to believe that our desires are exactly what they are because God wants them to be that way, and God wants us to fulfill our desires, whatever they happen to be. That's a powerful temptation and therefore a powerful threat, and it's got to be taken seriously, far more seriously than the Christian community in all its various traditions and denominations has done for the past 50 years.
Dr. Robert George is professor of jurisprudence at Princeton University and visiting professor at Harvard University Law School, author of several books, including Conscience and Its Enemies, Confronting the Dogmas of Liberal Secularism. And he's also written an article for First Things titled Victoria Beeching and Plato's Third Form of Atheism. You'll find a link to this article and to several of Dr. George's books at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. George, thanks again for being our guest.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
When we come back, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us. We're going to talk about a new study on sexual relationships before marriage. Stay tuned.
Your church service, sanctuary, and congregation are all unique. So why settle for low-quality recordings when your organist is unavailable? The Substitute Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. Log on to churchmusicsolutions.com and request a free demo kit to allow you and your members to use the Substitute Organist Service without obligation and without a sales pitch. Keep singing with Church Music Solutions.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Whether building a new home, remodeling an existing home, or tackling the weekend project, it is important to have the materials and advice needed to get the job done. RP Lumber offers estimates for professional building materials and services for drywall, decking, siding, shingles, cabinets, and kitchen and bath design to the general contractor and the individual homeowner. Delivery available with over 50 local community locations. For 37 years, RP Lumber.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.